I am speaking with Marion Ertmer, who is a propane marketing manager with the GrowMark Energy Division. And we're going to be speaking a little bit about propane today. And first of all, Marion, when people think of propane as a fuel, we might think about it as being imported from the Middle East and just like any petroleum fuel. Is that true?
Well, a few years ago, that was somewhat true, but today, with the emerging sources of propane here in North America, we're actually not importing propane as a fuel. We're actually having an exporting trend on propane. The reason North America now, with the Canadian tar sands, there's a lot of sources of natural gas and propane with that, and then we get into the eastern Marcellus shale plays. And that's producing additional sources as well as other parts of the country that are producing a lot of natural gas and propane. And as a result, there's a tremendous amount of domestic propane available so that we're really not importing product from the Middle East like some of the other fuels.
So then propane really is a domestically produced fuel. Is it also an environmentally friendly energy source?
Very much so. Propane, of course, is a very, very clean fuel, similar to natural gas. But in relation to some of the other energy sources, like electricity, for example, the net carbon footprint is really actually much less than electricity. Now, the average consumer might think, well, hey, I turn on my stove, I don't see any smoke coming off of it when I use electricity. But you got to keep in mind that electricity has got to be produced some way, and that is produced by burning coal or other energy sources to produce the electricity, so the upstream consequences of the emissions are great with electricity. And when you look at those two total energy sources side by side, really propane has less of a carbon footprint than does electricity. So it is a very, very environmentally friendly energy source.
So why would a person want to use propane in their home over other energy sources?
Well, first of all, propane is a very economical energy source, again, over electricity. If you actually look at, again, a comparison of propane versus electricity, electricity as resistant heat in the home, propane would actually be about half the cost of electricity. Some people are thinking today, well, maybe I'll use geothermal, which, of course, takes electricity to run the geothermal unit in a home. But again, propane can be even more economical than geothermal when you especially consider the cost that it takes to put in that geothermal unit up front, to consider that over a period of time and against the cost of propane. Actually, propane is more economical in many cases than is geothermal energy. Propane provides an instant warmth at the vent. If you hold your hand over the vent in an electric furnace, the air feels cool. If you hold your hand over the vent with propane, there's warm, instant heat, which consumers really enjoy over other energy sources. If you have propane and you put in a generator, hey, you've got energy 365 days of the year, even when the power goes out. You've got a warm home, you've got hot water, you've got cooking heat and lights from your electricity, from your generator, so you're never out of power with propane.
Now, besides the home use for consumers, there's other uses for propane, like on the farm and even getting into vehicle use, right?
Well, certainly farmers use propane in huge amounts for drying their grain, and particularly that happens this time of year as their corn crops coming out of the ground, out of the field to dry grain. But there is a new emerging source here in just the last couple of years that's getting quite a little attention, and that's propane used as an autofuel. Again, the emission standards are driving this, as well as economics. Bus fleets are looking at this. Smaller business fleets are looking at using propane to power their small vehicles like pickups. And particularly school system and their bus fleets are looking at this, and they're doing so, again, for two reasons. One, the environmental aspects of propane, a very clean burning fuel coming out of the tailpipes when those school buses are sitting idle, with diesels, buses, or even gas engines, there's emissions coming out of those tailpipes that that parents today are concerned about their kids breathing in, and school districts are concerned about that. Propane being a very clean-burning fuel, you don't have those emissions. The other thing, there's a tremendous savings on a per-mile cost with propane versus other forms of energy, and that's why school districts are also looking at propane, because they're really pinched for funds, as we all know, and this is a way for them to save money on their school bus fleets. Another thing that's going on today is there's tremendous emission control systems on the new diesel engines coming out for buses, and very costly in relation to a gas engine. Propane uses a regular gas engine. They don't have to have all those emissions controls on them, and so the school district can buy that bus much, much more economical and save them a lot of money. So that's driving their decision to start looking at propane for their bus fleets today.
How big a part is propane in the Growmark Systems Energy Division?
Well, Growmark sells approximately 300 million gallon of propane a year. We've got a pretty good market share around the states of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Growmark is also involved in marketing wholesale propane to various propane marketers around the east part of the United States and further west into Nebraska, Kansas, and the Colorado area as well.
So this has been a growing part of the Growmark Energy Division then?
Yes, propane continues to grow. Propane as an energy source is fairly stable throughout the nation, but Growmark's had the opportunity to enjoy a healthy growth over the last few years.
Well, thank you very much, Marion, for helping us learn a little bit more about Growmark's Energy Division and the part that propane plays in it. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.